Oh, could be Reisha V'Sefer Baraya. Both of them are talking about where there were Edim. Could be in the Reisha also. The only time we believe the Sofer to swear that he did not receive his pay is if there's Edim that he was hired at least. And it's like this. Reisha V'Sefer Baraya. Riyah D'Lishalem Ketoni. In the Sefer where it says that the Sofer brings Edim, and with those Edim he'll collect the $2 an hour, Ketoni. That the Brisa talks about. But Riya de Shvua le Ketoni. But in the Reisha there, the Edim are not making anybody pay. The Edim are just to tell us that this workman was hired by the Balabas. So then it's only to bring that the Socher could swear and take, that the Brisa does not mention. But it could be true that the only time the Socher, the workman, has a right to swear and collect his money, if there is Edim, that he was hired. Because if there's no Edim, then the Balabas has the Migul. Even though it's called the Migul D'Oza, but the Migul D'Oza helps here at least to say he does not have to pay the money. It would be a klal of Hamoitzim Chaver Olav Araya. The Balabas says that I paid you. So what are we afraid? That maybe he's lying. So we say no. If he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I never hired you in the first place. Goodbye. I don't know you anything. Now that he admits that he hired you, he only says that he paid you. So here we believe him. Even though it's a migul d'oza, but a migul d'oza helps at least to free you from money. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Sholchulei Mivei Rav, they sent from the Beis Medrash of Rav Lishmuel. They said to Shmuel like this, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us that Umein Oimer Shtayim Kutsavsti Li. The workman says, listen, you made up the prices $2 an hour. V'halo Yomer, the owner of Alabos, says back, no, loy, I only made up the price $1 an hour. So mi nishpa, who swears? Who do we believe? Omalahen, so Shmuel said back, Bizu yishava balabayis v'yafsid. V'yafsid umin. Alokhu is the Balabas is believed here, but mashma the Balabas has to swear. He has to swear that he does not know him more than one, and therefore we believe the Balabas. So here really it's a moide b'miksas, that the workman is saying, you owe me two, and the Balabas is saying, no, I only owe you one. So really, this is called the Shua of a Moed of a Mixas. So the Balabas has to swear that he only owes him one, not more, and the Uman loses out. Now, so in the answer, the reason is because Ktsitsa Vadai Mitchad Chiri Inchi, because people remember the price they made up. See, even though now Mishnah Alach is that the Socher has the right to take the Shua and swear and collect, that's only if he was paid or not. Then we say the Balabas is Torah busy in his work. But over here, how much the price was, here we say the Balabas remembers this, and therefore the Balabas is believed with a Shvua, he's a Moed of a Mixas, that he only owes him $1 an hour and not $2. That's what Shmuel said. So that's the question, Amy, it's not that way. V'atoni Rabba Bashmuel, Rabba Bashmuel taught us like this. Kotzatz, in the case of Kotzatz, if there's a question, how much the price should be, the klal is how Moitzim Mechavei Olav Araya, that you have to bring a proof from Edim, that the loiva, the socher, if he wants to collect his $2 an hour, he has to bring Edim. Like this mashma, we believe the Balabas. V'loi Maisi Raya, and if the socher does not bring a proof, poka. The question is, poka's mashma, and the Sohar says in Loshin, pekua bichti. He goes out free with nothing. In other words, the Balabas does not have to pay him, and does not have to swear. Mashma poka, that's all. The socher loses out. He cannot prove it that his price was $2 an hour. So now that the Balabas says, I only made up with you $1 an hour, mashma we believe, says the Balabas. The question is, am I? Yishava balabayis v'yasrumin. Why isn't there a chiyur shvua here? Like you, Shmuel, just got finished saying that there's a chiyur shvua, and the chiyur, you're right. It's a moide b'miksas. The Balabas admits that I owe you $1 an hour, and the socher is saying, no, you owe me $2 an hour. So he's asking for two, you're admitting to one, the chutz amayit v'miksas. So how come you say over here that the locher is yafsid? The human loses out and poka. We just leave it alone. Amar Rav Nachman says, no, that's not pshat in this breiser over here. That's not pshat in Toni Rabba Bashmuel. But rather, let's start in Ketoni. He meant to say different ways, different sides. Let's start in Ketoni. Oy may vi raya v'yito. Either the socher has to bring Edim that the price was $2 an hour and then he'll collect if he has Edim, or Yishava Balabayis b'yasarumin. Or else what the Braisa meant, what he meant to say was, on the other way is, that true, the Baal HaBos is a Moed of the Miksas, so he'll have to swear. But if he doesn't have Edim, the Sochir, then we'll believe the Baal HaBos is Shrua, that he only made up to pay you one, and he'll only have to pay you $1, the Umein will lose that. Next, I have a question. It says, Hanoisein Talisein Lumen. Somebody gives his coat to the tailors to fix it. And then at the end, Umen Oimer Kotzatzti Lishtayim. Listen, we made up, you'll pay me $2 an hour for the job. Va'alo Yemelo Kotzatzti Lechuel Achas. You only made up to pay you $1 an hour. So it says a price like this. Kol Zaman Shetalas Biad Umen. If the workman, the tailor, still has the coat in his hand, he didn't give it back yet. Al Balabayis Lovi Raya. The Balabas has to bring a proof that since he's holding on to it, he's believed to say that the price was $2 an hour. Nosnulay bismano, let's say he gave it back to him at the right time, at the day when he was supposed to. So nishpa v'naito, the locher is still, it's a lot like a sochir, then like in the Mishnah, that the sochir has to swear that he did not receive his money yet, or not only the amount. Here's the question of the amount. The Sochir has the right to swear that he deserves to get two, and he gets two. This is the Kiddush. It says here, a Shavua helps. Obazmanoi, let's say it's after the day when he's supposed to be paid, because he gave back the coat yesterday, and 2 days later he comes to ask for the money, then the klal is, Hamoitsa Mechaveroi, Olavarai. Then the Sochir is only believed to get $2 an hour if he has Edim. But without Edim, then we believe the Baal HaBos. It says over here that after Umen, the tailor, comes the first day when he gives back the coat and says, listen, you made up to give me $2 an hour and you say one, I'll swear, the locher is bezen and says, okay, that the Umen has a right to swear he deserves two and he gets two. So the question is, am I? Yishava balabayis v'yavsin Umen. The locher before was just the opposite. Then in this case, by Ktitza, Shmuel started off that a Baal HaBos is nidkar, he remembers. Therefore, it's a regular moed of a miksas that the Baal HaBos swears that he only owe you one and he's free. So, Kamir, the Braisa says no. The Sochir, the woman, the tailor, has the right to swear to get two. Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hamani Rav Yehudi, Enechanami Tzamachloikis Tanoyim. I'll tell you, this Braisa goes according to Rav Yehuda. There were more makel with the Sochir. Even in the case of Ktitza, of how much the price was, still will believe the Socher. He has the right to swear and collect. And Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Meir, that says no, in such a case by Ktitza, the Svar is Vada Mitka the Kiri Inshi, and therefore the Baal HaBos is believed with the Shrua. Samara says, the Humani of Yudi, the Yoma Kozman Sheshvua, Noit Eitza Baal HaBayis. Any time when the Baal HaBos is supposed to swear, like he's the Moed of Miksas, still, Sochir Nishpa V'Noitom. If you know, there's still a Takonim with the Rabbonin, that the workman has the right to swear he deserves $2 an hour, and he'll collect, even by Ketzitza, by the price, still the Sochir is believed. The Mor says, where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Hi Rabbi Yehuda, where do we see such Rabbi Yehuda like this? Elaine, if you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda Demas Nisin, it's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah of Yehuda says just the opposite. In the Mishnah we had, when the Socher comes and says, I did not receive my pay yet. And the Baal HaBos says, I paid you. So Tanakama says, the Socher has a right to swear he did not receive his money, and he collects. The Yehuda says, no, nothing doing. We do not believe the Socher just like this. It's only when there's a way to fix us. Only if the Baal HaBos admits that I only paid you half. The Socher says, you didn't pay me a penny. The Baal HaBos says, I paid you half already. So since the Baal HaBos admits that he owes him half, there we say the Sochir has a right to swear. But if there's no hoidor from the Baal HaBos, then Rabbi Yehuda is a machmir and says the Sochir has no right to swear and collect. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda here was makel? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisin, achmure kom machmir. He's more strict over the Rabbonin to say that not all times can the Sochir swear to receive. This none we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, when is the Sochir allowed to swear he did not receive pay? Only if the Baal HaBos admits that he still owes him something. But if he's a Kofra HaKol, the Baal HaBos, there's no Shrua. So I could tell me over here, even by Ketzitza, where there we said the Baal HaBos for sure knows what we're talking about, you let the Sochir swear. What kind of swear is that? El Arad, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa. So if you're the Braisa, the Tanya will learn like this. Sochir,
Kol zaman shlo yover olav zamanoi. Kol zaman the day did not go by when he's supposed to receive his pay. Hareza nishpa benoitel. He has the right to come now to swear to Beis Din, I did not receive my paycheck yet, and he has the right to collect the paycheck. The imlav, but at the test by the zaman already, then ain't a nishpa benoitel. Then it's the chazaka we had that the balabos for sure paid him already, because if not, to be over baltolin, so for sure, and also a chazaka, a workman does not wait to collect his check. He most probably came yesterday and collected it, so today he's lying. Therefore, we do not believe the sochir. If it passed by the day when you're supposed to collect your check, we say for sure you collected it. Now, the Yomer of Yehuda, Yehuda says on this, Amosai, when was this said? This man shom aloi, ten li schori, chamishim dinar. Give me my schar, or 50 dinar, you owe me $50. Sheesh li biyodich, that's what I have in your hands, you owe me. The socher says to the balabos, you owe me $50 for the job I did. Vu oimer, the balabos answers back, his kabalta mehen dinazov. Listen, I paid you back already a golden coin, which is worth 25. So I admit to half that I owe you 25, but I paid you 25. That's one case of a shvua that now the socher has right to swear to collect the 25. Oishom aloi shtayim katzatzti, says clearly. Or else, even in the case where the socher says the pay is supposed to be $2 an hour. V'alo yemi, the balabos says, no, lo katzatzti lo chuelo achas, I only made up with you $1 an hour. In these two cases, the socher has the right to swear and collect. Avol o maloi, loy sechaticha meyoylom. But let's say the balabos says, listen, I never hired you at all in the first place. Oy shom aloy sechaticha, I hired you. V'nasat lecho schorcho, and I paid you up. Then hamoytsi mechavei rola baraya. Then the locher is hamoytsi mechavei rola baraya. That's Reb Yehuda's locher. So Reb Yehuda holds what? That when it's a question if he paid or not, then the socher can only swear, like it says in our Mishnah, if the balabos is moed b'miksas. He has to admit that I owe you some money. But if the balabos says, no, I paid you everything, then we believe the balabos. But in the case of ketitza, that's also considered like a moed b'miksas, that the balabos admits he owes him only $1 an hour. The worker's asking for two, but the balabos admits to something, then the Yehuda says clearly in the braisa that the socher has the upper hand, he has the right to swear and collect. That's the Tikonos Gedolos. Now the Gemara, so good, so you have a braisa of Yehuda says like this clearly, that even by Ketitza, any time the balabos is a might of a mixas, we let the socher swear and collect. But still the Gemara is, Maskeblor Rav Shisha, Bred Ravidi, Ela Kotsas, Rav Yehudi, Vlei Rabbonin, true, you're bringing me a braisa, but it's a question on Rav Yehudi himself. You want to tell me now, Ketitza, it's only Rabbi Yehuda that says the socher has a right to swear and collect. But you, Shmuel, are telling me, according to the Rabbanan, it's not that way. How could that be? Magic in a case where the balabas says, I paid you completely. And the socher says, no, I did not receive my pay. So the Rabbanan say, we believe the socher with the Shmuel. He has a right to swear, I did not receive pay, and he collects. And Rabbi Yehuda there is machmir and says, no, that since the balabos is kofar akol, you cannot swear and collect. So, hash to heichid the machmir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by kofar akol, that the socher cannot swear. Still, makila Rabbanan are making to say, yes, the socher has still a right to swear and collect. It is so heichid the maker Rabbi Yehuda, by a case of ketitza, with a question how much the price was, that Rabbi Yehuda says of the balabos is a moedim mixas, he agrees, I owe you one out of the two, that then the socher could swear and receive. Machmir Rabbonin, does it make sense to say, you Shmuel saying, according to Rabbonin, the balabas has the right to swear and free himself, and not the socher? Why? Why is the Yehuda more machmir over the Rabbonin when they're makel? So my answer is, V'yelamai Rabbonin, what's John the Rabbonin? V'yelamai, what he wants to say goes according to V'yelamai, what he wants to answer, that Ketitza goes according to Rabbonin. Tony Rabbi Bashmuel. Why? We learned not like that. Rabbi Bashmuel taught us, Kotzatz, in the case of the question of the price, how much it is, the klal is, that we do not believe the soch here with a shvua, but rather the soch has to come with Edim. He has to bring a proof with Edim. So, some money. Who does Rabbi Bashmuel go like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, for Lo Rabbanan. If you want to answer me that even the Rabbanan agree by Ketitza we let the socher swear, but here there's a Tanakh that says clearly not like that. Here there's a Tanakh that says clearly by Ketzitza. If it's a question how much the price is, we do not believe the socher. His only belief was Edim, but not with his Shmua. Soon as his Golites. Elu, what do you have to answer me? El Omar Rabba, that's true. Ketzitza goes according to the Rabbanan. That in the Rabbanan, we see the Loch is a difference. That where it's a question in the price, then we say the Balabas knows what he's talking about, and we do not believe the workman to swear how much the price was. But if it's a question if it was paid up or not, then the Rabbanim are makel to say, any machloik is there, even though the Balabas says, I played you completely. And the Sokka says, no, I didn't receive a penny, the Sokka's leave with the Shrua. So what's the machloik is? I'm a rabbi of Hokimiflagi. We have you this of our Vidya Raisa of Dulei Takanta Lesokir. When the Shmu is supposed to be midiraisa, that means when the balabas is a moedib amiksas. At any time when he agrees to half of the complaint of the sochir, whether it's a question whether he was paid, and the balabas says, I paid you half, and the sochir says, I wouldn't receive a penny, so the balabas is a moedib amiksas. So there he's supposed to swear midiraisa, or whether it's a question upon the price, that if the workman says, you owe me $2 an hour, and the balabas says, no, I only owe you $1 an hour. So now the balabas midiraisa has to swear. So when there's a shvur midiraisa, now of the leitakan to the sochir, the rabbanan now took that shvur midrabbanan and gave the sochir the right to swear and collect the money. So whether it's a question of ketzitza or the question of who is paid altogether, the sochir has the right to swear. But over the rabbanan, whenever the balabas is a kofar akel, so then midiraisa does not have to swear. Midiraisa the balabas is believed. It's only Yeshvuas Heses midrabbonin, or midrabbonin heavy, takanta. That the balabas has to swear altogether when he's a kofar akel is only midrabbonin. Therefore, Yehuda holds, v'takanta l'takanta loyavdinun. We do not put a new takana for a takana midrabbonin. In other words, midiraisa, when the balabas says, I owe you nothing, I paid you already. Or when he says, I only owe you $1, or when he says, or it's not by Ksitza, as he says, it's kofar akel, then midiraisa is believed. It's only midrabbanan he has to swear. So since his shvur is only midrabbanan, we leave it by him already. That he has a right to swear and free himself, we do not make a new takana to let the socher swear and collect. That's Reb Yudis Svarim. So only when there's a moediv amiksas do we make this new takana. Rabbanan savri no, bidirabbanan nami abdina takanto. Even in the case where the balabas is a kofar akel, where he says, I paid you all the money, and the socher says, no, I did not receive a penny yet. Still, the rabbanan make a takana, l'sochir. They take the shvua away from the balabas, his kofar akel, and they let the socher swear and collect. But the ketzitza, the rabbanan swore is yes, ketzitza is different. If it's a question upon price, even though the balabas is a moedim miksas, that he has to swear midiraisa, still midkadochir. There is a svara that the balabas remembers the price, and therefore that's a svara to believe the balabas a little bit. So therefore, the rabbanan did not make a takana for the sochir. He has no right to swear and collect. We leave the shvua by the balabas. He has to swear and he frees himself. Says the machlokes by a shvua v'moedim miksas, did the rabbanan take the shvua to the sochir or not? Now the Mishnah says nigzal ketzet. Same thing. If somebody was robbed and he complains that Shimon stole from me, that he has the right to swear and take away from the gazlin. What's the ketzad? We have two edim saying that this ganef Ruvain went into Shimon's house. L'mashkinoi, to take a mashkin. How do the edim know this? The aviminer is that Ruvain himself told these two edim, I'm going into this house now and I'm going to take away something. I'm going to take away a mashkin. I'm taking away kelim from his house. Shemura says, so what? V'dilma l'mashkinoi. Like even though the person said he would do it, but maybe he did not. Even though you saw him go into his house, maybe he didn't take anything out. Miloy Omer of Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman say, Hai man denoket nar gebiyodei. Somebody has a sword, a hatchet in his hand. V'yomen, he says like this, Eizel v'ikto l'dikto depalmir. I'm going to go now to Ruvain's field, and I'm going to chop down his palm tree. That's what he tells to Edim. See this big hatchet here? I'm on my way now, an outing. I'm going down to Ruvain's field. I plan to chop down his palm tree. The Yishtakach, and later tomorrow we found out, to Kotel, that his palm tree was cut down. The Shadji was thrown down. So Lachar is, And we did not see Reuven do it. Reuven only told to Edim yesterday that he plans to do it. But the Shas, if we don't know if he did it or not, nobody saw the actual tree be cut down. So Lo Yamrinu, we do not say to Yehu Kotlay that Reuven knocked down the tree and he has to pay Shimon the damage. We don't say that. Why, Alma, what do we say? Rather, Ovid Indish to Gozim, for Lo Yavid. People talk and brag they plan to do something. Yeah, I'll shoot the guy. Yeah, I'll knock the tree down. But the Maisi doesn't do it. It's just a way of talk. That's not proof. That's not Edus to say that you really knocked down the tree, that you'll be the Mazik. Even though the tree was knocked down, maybe somebody else did it. So there here, Hakanam, you're also the same Svara. To Gozim, Lo Yavid. A guy before he walks into the house, I'm going to go and get this guy and I'm going to take out all his chairs. But he only says it. But maybe when he goes inside, he chickens out, he doesn't take anything. So how does the Edim know that he really took something? That can't be the case. So Mar says, true. Eimer rather, umashkenoi. That the Edim say, we saw Reuven even come out with a mashkin. We saw him come out of your house taking things. So Mar says, if so, so what's the machlokes then? For lech say, my mashkenoi. Let the Edim see, like, what did he take? How does the Mishnah say that the Nigzel says, you took a lot of kalim? And the Goslin says, no, I didn't take anything. So in this case, the Nigzel has the right to swear to collect. What does he have to swear for? We have to wait, and they saw. So where it says, the case of the Mishnah is, Omar Rabba Baba Chono, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Betoyanu Kalim Hanitonam Tachas Kenofov. The question is, when he walked out, he was walking out like this. He had his jacket puffed up, and there were things inside there. Now we do not know exactly how many or what was inside there. So that's the Machlokes. Well, it has to be the Edim saw him walk in empty and come out full.
Yeah, but
Well, we'll soon see. Okay, good. We'll soon see what the question is. We'll soon see. Maybe his own. That's what he says. Okay.
What?
Right. And then he says, the guy says, it's a mashkin. The Balabas says, no, it was my own and you stole it from me. So in such a case, the Balabas is believed. He was a muchzik in it before.
No.
That's the case. Well, we'll soon see. Omra, yeah. Some of you, the Ruash Hitman Kedlam Takas Kenofa. The Yatza. We saw him hiding things under his jacket, and that's the way he walked out of the house. Now it's a question, how much was there in exact